Hello, good morning. Welcome to the English program. It's Saturday, the 29th of January. Now, we, of course, have been trying to, well, not me personally, fans of Liverpool FC have been trying to come to terms with the fact that Fernando Torres wants to leave Liverpool. Well, all I can say is, he's put in a written transfer to his bosses at Anfield, and Liverpool have rejected a written transfer request from the international striker, Fernando Torres. They've turned down his bosses, a bid from Chelsea, thought to be between 35 and 40 million. He's under a long-term contract. We expect him to honour the commitment he made to Liverpool and its fans when he signed the agreement, so say his bosses at Anfield. Well, he has had a bit of what's been described here as an indifferent season. Basically, he's rubbish, and we're stuck with him. The Reds bosses seem to think they can get more out of him, but let's be completely honest now. Liverpool was destroyed by all the Spanish players that they took in, and I think we need to get back to sort of filling the team with good players. And I'm afraid Fernando Torres, for all the hype, he was when it comes down to it, he was a bit of a Beckham, wasn't he? He generated a lot of press, but basically he's rubbish. So if I, and I'm not, obviously, happened to be in charge of the Reds, I'd let him go. Because if he's not happy, what's the point in keeping him? Clearly, he's not happy. He wants to go. And he's not really very good. So I don't see the point in keeping him. But Liverpool seem to think they can get more out of him. So we shall watch and learn, as they say. If you have any comments on this particular issue, you agree with me? You think he's rubbish? You disagree? We'd love to hear your thoughts, obviously. You can drop us a little message on our Twitter page, twitter.com/English Radio. So there's the news there. The Liverpool bosses have rejected a bid from Chelsea for Fernando Torres. We believe it's between 35 and 40 million pounds. Torres has had a written transfer request turned down. So he wants to go, but his bosses won't let him. And all I can say is, how many times throughout the history of English football have we seen this happen? We've seen it happen quite a few times with Manchester United, Ronaldo, etc. Wayne Rooney, similar thing with Everton. We've got this, David Beckham. It's just these things happen with these stars who are paid a lot of money. They fail to deliver. They get bored. They want to go somewhere else. Oh, well, I think it's quite sad, personally, but there we go. Liverpool has suffered a lot from having a lot of players with, big international profiles. Unfortunately, they have two left feet. We shall see what happens. But I always love to hear what people think about these sorts of things. So please write in with your thought. This is the English Programme.